Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
I'll be your host, by name, yours,
call Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, take number 22. And we got a memo saying the elder be a few minutes late. And all right, so what we'll do, we'll wait till the elder come in and he'll tell y'all about the broadcast. And what we'll do is get something going on. And by the time the elder get on the broadcast, then we'll turn over to our elder. And that's a great thing. All right, let's see if we're going to be on stage for the next episode, part number 22. And we see the young lions. We see the young lions, no doubt about it. Let's see, can we meet and greet the young lions on tape number 22. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Brother Micaiah, Yahweh be to there, see you right here.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel. See you right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah there, Brother Micaiah Israel. Sound like you ready to do your part in Thus Says Yahweh. And that's a great thing. So, but before we go to Brother Titus, we can bring our elder in. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast. Then we'll bring in another young lion. But let's bring our elder in right now. But he made it to the broadcast. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. Yahweh be to see you right here.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder. Well, one thing about it, Elder, we know one thing, our labor is not in vain. And just as we come from one place to another, you're ready to take care of this business right here. So take your time and let's see if we get ourselves a little hot herbal tea and get ready for the closing of take number 22. Take your time, Elder. Yahweh be to see you right here. Come on.
And Yahweh bless you, Israel, once again. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And that should be a common understood thing at this particular point. Each and every broadcast, we have many competitive listeners that come to hear the words of Yahweh, adding them to the number one by one up until the point we are now, and we don't know where we're going to go from there because everybody's looking for a direction to go. And it might seem, ask yourself why. Well, that direction that we should go is in St. John, chapter 14, verse number 6. 6 says, Yahweh the Son saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. And that's a true thing because some people have actually forgotten that direction. They've looked at Yahweh, and they say, I'm going to go straight to the Father myself. Well, it doesn't tell you that in 2 Esther, chapter 7, verse number 7. 7 says, the entrance, therefore, is narrow, set the dangerous place to fall. There was fire on the right hand, and on the left, deep water. Well, nobody wants to go into the fire. Absolutely nobody wants to go into deep water. So we want to make sure we follow that narrow path into righteousness. This is the reason why we welcome and thank God for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Learning how to connect the Bible books to help foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. It's information that you all came to see and have to look no further. You've now found that in the voices of the true voices. Time of God's eye. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open unto you for this learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, having no class on Tuesdays, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Our class time starts at 7:30 to 10. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. I will list on any search engine. Just enter tribeyada.com. And after clicking it, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Get the pill and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after checking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7, verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah, glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, doing this, I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated. As you give according to the Bible scriptures, which we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. It is time to keep this ministry bringing it, thus says Yahweh. Also, for building the school, as you've heard me say many times, with all the bad teaching and misunderstanding that's going around today, a bankroll, radio station, and land to grow the health system. We continue to speak of the program. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feasts that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during the live broadcast. Just enter three words to get this. Radio. And after clicking that, for Voices of the Truth of Life, describing God things. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are providing your written opinions and questions of biblical subject matter or religion. Now, we also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message from Scripture that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 camps of Dr. Buzzman. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. As I've said before, you will only hear discouraging doubt to it. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what our members know the 12 tribes the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text. Or broadcast at half of this. The reason that said, the seers usually pretty busy. WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, counseling many memos, and even now, in addition to that, Latter Day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. If the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will just hear the discouraging doubts. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of today's program, catch the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah, Radio Live. And after clicking on that, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribal Yahuwah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day. That you would like to. I guess we need to start listening to some of these things that we speak about. We will pass our program back over to our seer as well. Let the teaching let begin. Hallelujah. Welcome.
All right, Elder, hallelujah, let the come on stage begin, then the teaching will begin, no doubt about it. All right, let's see if we find the young lion and bring him on stage, and we see the mother is ready to come on stage for a nice episode of 22. I was sworn 22 was yesterday. It might have been, I don't know. All right, I think I remember saying 22 yesterday. But meanwhile, Dan O'Sear have a lot on the plate, so let's see who else. Let's see what's coming on stage. Let's see if we find some more young lions and get them on the stage, and we just see which way it'll go. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow, so we're gonna do the best we can on this one right here, led by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. So, Brother Titus. Tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the teachers out of Camp 1. But Titus, Yahweh be to that scene right.
Yahweh bless you there. Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That boat tight sound like you are ready to go too. I feel like to hear that kind of talk. You like hearing that bass, you like hearing them maybe making the plane. But this is it's gonna be plain, as for those that got an ear to hear, it's gonna be plain, but to those that do not have an ear to hear, they will be shaking, rattling, and rolling all over the place. Once we clearly show the order of things, and I remember we left off on something yesterday. We did take care of what the elder said in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, but we didn't get a chance to take care of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 10 through 12. Maybe we might take a look at that shortly, but let's see if we find the mother. Our mother out of Camp 1, Mother E, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I'll see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, to have Mother E, brother. You ready to go, too, and that's the great thing. Because we know we got to put that last push in to lead by example. So it's not what we did yesterday. It's what we got to do today. We got to put that last push in, and that's how Yahweh want him. Might take a look at some of that, too. Never know. But right now, let's see if we find Brother Micaiah and let him get in that microphone and see what that Luke chapter 12. Let's see what that's all talking about, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What's that talking about there, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Hey, we're going over to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
That's right, young lion. And that is a great mystery. The right spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And you'll be able to cover a lot of tracks. Because there's a lot of things that we can be not going to be able to get at tonight. We want to get at something that happened to Peter by being the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. We might get into that tonight, too. We don't know. We don't know all we're going to get into, but we know one thing. The righteous spirit will kick in and it'll tell you where he wants you to go. No doubt about it. So we're going to open up. Hey, Brother Titus, we're going to open up. I just want to get this verse out the way. I want to see exactly if we can get a chance to touch on it yesterday at all. But in the book of Hebrews, which is the book of the Israelites, in chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Can you help those see out? We open up in tape 22. maybe take 2 and 3, we don't know. But you're on the clock for that 5:12-14, what it say?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12 to 14 reads, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore the time ye ought to be teaching, ye have need that teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of Yahweh, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. Verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14 reads, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those whom by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
So it's not that, you know, the elder, he plays, he's a straight shooter all the time. And when he be telling you, just don't call to teach, because there's so much that is left out, and we need to recognize the signs of the time. This ministry is the ministry that been ordained to take care of this business. I know it sounds a little, you know, strange by hearing it like that, but that's why he be trying to tell you, don't call. We got a lot of messages right now on teaching, and we not gonna put no time in to play it, because it's so many based upon teaching. And we see, soon as you open your mouth, we know where you're at, because it's things that you leave out. So, and another thing, how the Almighty Son operates there, Brother Titus. Now, the Almighty operates from Matthew 13:13-34 and 35. So he operates from a point of, he operates a little bit different from the way we think he's doing. So what can we read in Matthew 13:13, then skip down to verse 34 and 35? What they say, take your time there, young lion. You sounding, got a lot of bass in your voice. Hosea like that bass in the voice, no doubt about it. And plus, those on the international side, over 700,000 strong, they all lead us to. So take your time there. We're going to lay a few things out, spirit-led through Yahweh on some things there, young lion. So you're on the clock, Matthew 13:13, then 34 and 35. What that say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 13, verse 34 and verse 35. Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 reads, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see it, see not, and hear it, they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 34, all these things spake Yahweh the Son unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. Verse 35, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
So, it is some things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. It's some things that was kept secret from the foundation of the world, there, young lions. And you know, a ministry must bring them out. And this is what this series is all about, bringing out things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world by tying it all in. It's tying it in with, according to the spirit of Yahweh, some things that have been secret. Now, over there in the book of Jubilees there, for Titus, in the 32nd chapter of jubilees. Now we're going to see some that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world, because we clearly got some statements that need to be corrected. And I'll see you on correcting statements to have a willing ear to hear things that have been kept secret. That's why Elder will tell you plainly, don't call to teach the six anointed camps. Call to get in where you fit in at. That's probably the best thing for you to do. Because if you call to teach, you're going to be teaching early, currently. And if that's the case, in the 8th chapter, verse 9, 6 down to verse 9 of Romans, skeptical CL. If that's the case, when we read Paul going looking for the northern kingdom in the 8th chapter, Brother Micaiah, what can we read in the 8th chapter, verse 6 down to verse 9? Skip to OCR, let's see what that say.
Was that the book of Isaiah?
I said Romans. Take it, Romans. Take it, Mother Z. Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
Okay. I'm going over to the book of Romans. Chapter 8, verse number 9. Book of Romans. Chapter 8. We're picking up at verse number 9. Verse number 9, read.
Verse number 6 down to verse 9. Thank you again there, Mother Z. 6 down to verse 9. Thank you, Mother Z.
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 6 down to verse 9. Verse 6 reads, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law of Yahweh. Indeed, can be. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, he is none of his.
Hallelujah. And that's why the elder be telling you, don't call to teach, because if you call to teach, first thing about it, you're going to be in a educated of the world mentality. And when you're dealing with Yahweh's word, it is spiritual. His word is spiritual. When you're dealing with Yahweh's word, it is spiritual. Now, Mother E, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, pick it around by verse 7. I'll pick it around by verse 7 to get started. Let's see what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. Mother E, what do it say?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 reads. Let's read it, 2 verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of Yahweh and a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which Yahweh ordained before the world unto our honor. Glory.
You see that? So that's right there. So, see, what we speak is the mysteries of Yahweh, but it's been ordained since the foundation of the world. See, we speak in a mystery. It's a mystery when we show soundly that all your life you've been reading one way, early, And then when we come on these broadcasts, the mystery part comes in that we brings out, the mystery part of it, the deep sayings of Thus Says Yahweh from that Bible. And what we do, Mother, what we do with this book, we do what in verse 13? What do we do with this book? Let's see what we do in verse 13. Verse 13, Mother E. Let's see what it says in 1 Corinthians, verse 13. What do the six anointed camps do, Mother?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the world, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous, the Holy Ghost teaches, concerning spiritual things with spiritual.
Yes. And that's what we do. Compare spiritual things with spiritual things. But the Holy Ghost got to say. And what is that Holy Ghost, Brother Micaiah? What is that Holy Ghost that we drop down on these national audience that be listening to the broadcast? What is this Holy Ghost that we drop in Acts chapter 7, verse 53? What is this Holy Ghost we put on the table? Acts 7:53. What is the Holy Ghost that we speak from? Y'all mind?
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 53. You want 55 with it too?
Just 53.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 53 reads, who have received the law by the dispositions of angels and have not kept it.
What we speak is the law. The Holy Ghost is the law. See, what we speak is what they say is done away with, and what we speak is the law. The law. Now back up to Hebrews 10, verse 9 there, young lion, Brother Micaiah. We speak the law. Hebrews 10, verse 9.
Book of Hebrews, book of the Israelites, chapter 10, we're going to pick it up at verse number 9. Book of Hebrews, chapter 10, book of the Israelites, verse number 9 reads, then said he, lo, I come to do your will, O Yahweh. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second.
And when you speak in the law, you speak in the Almighty's will. Same thing he come to do. He came to fulfill what his father given him to take down to the children of Israel, the Israelites, the law. And that is the key to this. And that's what our greatest mystery, again, the law. That's what. And give me Psalms 48, Brother Micaiah. The law. And once we clearly understand that the law, meaning the first five books of Torah instruction, but we got to understand that the national audience haven't heard things the way we teach it from class to class. But they don't know nothing about no Torah instruction. They don't know nothing about none of that. What they know about is what they can read, the law. Then we'll break down what the law means. The law means the first five books. That's what the law means. You got to have the first five books to understand Yahweh's word, and he speaks in a mystery, but it's not a mystery. But those that got an ear to hear can understand one thing. To get to where you got to get to, you got to keep the law. If you don't keep the law, you're not going to make it. And we're gonna take care of that shortly as the Spirit take care of business. You must keep the law. So now David, Paul pulled his 10:9 from 1,000 years prior and 40 verse 8. This verse was pulled. It was pulled from Psalm 40 verse 8. What is saying 40 verse 8 there? Brother Micaiah?
Psalms 40, verse 8 read. I delight to do your will, O my Yahuwah. Yes, your law is within my mind.
Mm-hmm. The law. The law. You got to have a law in your mind. The law got to be in your mind where, Brother Micaiah, you got to, the law must be in your mind where you do what? In Joshua chapter 1, 5 through 9. If the law in your mind, what would you do? See, automatically, what would you do if I like to do your will, which is the law? So what would be on your mind according to Joshua chapter 1, 5 through 9? I ain't forgot about you there, young line over there in that Jubilee 32, 21, 27, but we'll get at that a little bit later. Because right now, it's the yes here. Just put that to the side for a minute. Because what before you put the deep stuff down on this national audience, make it clear that the only way you're going to understand the deep stuff, you must be a participant in the law. So now Joshua is on the clock. In the first book of Joshua, chapter 1, and what he said that we can read, verse 5 through 9. What he said that we can read. 1, 5 through 9. On that line.
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5, read. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for inheritance the land which I swear to your father to give you. Verse 7. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, command you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever you go. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when you shall make your way prosperous, and when you shall have good success, verse 9, have not I commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed. For Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, is with you, whithersoever you go.
And Yahuwah with you wherever you go, if what? Verse 8. Now, don't you want to have Yahuwah with you wherever you go? But guess what? Yahuwah is not with you unless you understand that you must have verse 8 in your mind, and not only just a hearer of verse 8. Don't you want Yahuwah with you wherever you go? He said, yeah. You say, yeah, I want Yahuwah with me. Okay, then verse 8 will tell you how you have Yahuwah with you wherever you go. Let's see what it says in verse 8, to have Yahuwah with you wherever you go. Verse 8.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse number 8. Number 8 reads, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein, night and day, that you may observe to do all according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have a good success.
Yeah. Then you're going to make your way prosperous. Then you're going to have good success. But what do you mean by, what that mean? I got to have the law in my, no. See, you got to, even on your job, you still keep your mind on what Yahweh is saying in the pages of that book. And on your lunch break, instead of you doing a bunch of cat talking, you pick up your book and read a little bit on your lunch break. Then you put the book up and go do your work. You keep that on your mind, then Yahweh will be with you. But if you leave that, like Bob and supposed to do, they only pick up the book on the Sabbath day. No. You got to pick this book up day and night in your mind when you got time. Then you go grab the Bible because you want Yahweh to be with you. And the times we're in right now, and Yahweh gave you the keys for him to be with you. You got to meditate in his word day and night. That means your mind is clearly on what he got written. Because if he's ready to talk to you, you have to be in position for him to talk to you. And guess how he talk to you if he get ready to talk to you. See? Now, suppose he get ready to talk to you. How would you think he'll do that? Remember, you have to go in the Bible and see, well, how do it work? Because Mother Eve, in Malachi 3, verse 6, go see out Mother Eve, what it says in Malachi 3, verse 6. So how do he talk to you? That's what you want to know? Do he blackjack you and meet you on the side of the road and blackjack you and teach and say, how do he operate? Don't you think you ought to find out through the pages of the book how he operates? Let's see what it says in Malachi 3, verse 6. Hey, Mother E, how do you operate? Hallelujah, well.
Malachi chapter
3, verse 6. Yes, okay. Ma'am. We want to find out how he operates. We want to be clear how he operates, Mother.
Okay.
Malachi 3, verse 6. Well, help us out. Hey Mother E, Malachi 3, verse 6 will kind of help us out a little bit.
Okay.
What does it say?
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not condemned.
So it's not consumed. Yeah, not consumed. So they're not consumed. See, I don't change. So if you want to know how he operates, if you want Yahweh to be with you, then there's certain things you got to do. As a matter of fact, Brother Titus in 2nd Ezra,
yes,
chapter 7, and 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse 56 and 57, can you help those see out? What do it say that we can read in 2nd Ezra 7, 56 and 57? What can we read there, young lion?
The book of 2nd Ezra, the seer, chapter 7, verse 56 and verse 57. For while we live and commit a sin, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. Verse 57 reads, then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
He said, this is the condition of this battle that you're in. Do you know that
the
wisest man in the world was Solomon? And Solomon made a profound statement in the wisdom of Solomon. Young man, Brother Titus, he said,
yes, sir,
in 18:7, he said something. what say Latter-day Saints, where they're at? Oh, that's in that, you know, in that book that the Catholic Church taken out there. In the book that was taken out. You know, it was 80 books. The 1611, he had 80 books in it. Then, you know, the Catholic Church, you know, one of your brothers, bloodline brothers, removed that in 1885. So Latter-day Saints, you got to pull up and put it in there with it. It's a little bit past the 66. So we're going to read something that he's saying out of the wisdom of Solomon on the books that your old father was taking out in 1885. Don't be sarcastic, Bill. We can cut you off. Well, I understand you can cut me off, but that's where it's at. We go on to the 18th chapter of Wisdom of Solomon, look at verse 7, and then we're going to skip down to verse 15. And let's see if we're going to read a little bit after we read verse 7. Because, you know, do you know that you supposed to know how to pray? You got to know how to, you're going to get your prayer life right. Do you know the wisdom of Solomon, after he received all the knowledge of Yahuwah, he granted him the wisdom of understanding. Then Solomon was able to put down a book to tell the children of Israel even how to pray. He said, this is how you pray, but this was a prophecy. So tell me something, children of Israel. Do you pray according to what Solomon said? Let's see what Solomon says in his prayer for you to be praying for today. 18 verse 7. And by you praying like that, that will activate something in the Bible that Mother E gonna have it waiting on me. Just read verse 7. Then we're gonna precept that to the book called what we want. We want the book of Luke 18. On Luke 18 there, Mother E. We want to get to Luke 18. We're going to precept that to Luke 18. I'm going to look at verse 5 and 6. Yeah, I think it's what you want. Luke 18, verse 5 and 6. But read one verse there. You're going to come back and read verse 15. We don't know what we're sitting you up for, but we're sitting you up for something. So, now Mother have me Luke chapter 18, and verse number 3 down to verse 8. Hey, Mother E, have me Luke chapter 3 down to verse 8. After the young lion get warmed up in the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 7. What do 18, verse 7 say? Young lion, come on.
The Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 7 reads, some of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemies.
You see what the man just said? He said, when you pray, in your prayer life, you got to accept both. You want to be delivered from your burdens? It's okay. He said, good. Pray that way. Pray to be delivered from your burden and your stripes side your back. Pray that you don't have to grin when you're nothing funny and stretch when you're not even itching. He said, pray for that. Okay, good. But just don't stop in that prayer. Also, in your same prayer, pray to, I don't need no reminders of it, he said, but add a little bit more to your prayer, and the mothers on just about every Sabbath, they might add that in, too. So they'll add it in. And if you got feeble knees and weak, you'll start looking around and see if anybody coming in on you. Even these. What the second part of that prayer is after you have prayed for your deliverance? What's the second part of that prayer is there, young lion?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 7. So if your people would accept both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy.
Now, you see, I sometimes I'll be watching the mothers when they pray, especially Mother Z for that part of it. I look around and see, and I catch some eyes, and I start seeing some feeble knees going on. And like I said again, see, but you have to do Bible sooner or later. That's how your prayer life got to be. Your prayer life got to be, okay, you want to come out from under the burden. It's okay, good. Holler at me every now and then in your prayer. But don't forget to add on the destruction of your enemies. See? Look what Yahweh says in Luke, chapter 18, verse 3. Now watch Mother E come behind that 18, verse 3. See, we let you know this book was taken out, but it's always got a backup verse. And look what Yahweh saying in 18, verse 3 of Luke, down to verse number 8. 18, verse 3, down to verse 8. Take your time there, Mother E. We got plenty of time. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 3 to 8. Verse 3 reads, and there was a widow in the city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Verse 4. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, so I fear not Yahweh, nor regard man. Verse 5. Yes, because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her conscience coming to worry me. Verse 6. And the Yahweh said, hear what the unjust judge said. Verse 7. And shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he not find faith on the earth?
He said, I hear a praying, but if I came here today, are you prepared for me right now? If I came today, are you prepared for me? That's what he's saying. Okay, you praying day and night. Oh, I want to be delivered from this right here. I'm tired of watching that one eye Satan. I don't know what's going on. He's okay. If I came today, are you prepared for me? That's what he's saying. See? He said, I hear you, but will I find you ready? He said, this woman continuously in verse, she always praying. Oh, mighty one, would you deliver? He's okay. I'm hearing your prayer. But if I came today, would you be ready for me? See that? Now, that's big talk right there. So now, Brother Micaiah, let's see how you get ready for some Yahweh. Let's see. If he came today, let's see how you get ready for Yahweh. If he came, right now he bust them clouds now and he's on his way. But hold on. Let me get back to Brother Titus again. Now we found out that your prayer got to be right. Now, is your prayer right? Now you know how to pray now. So you know how to pray according to that verse number 7 in the 18th chapter of Wisdom of Solomon. So now you got your prayer right. Guess what? You got your prayer right. Now watch what happens when you skip down to 15. Now listen to this, Mother Z. Listen to this right here when you skip down to verse 15. Now you've been saying the 18 verse 7, you made it plain. But look responds in verse 15. Let's read a little bit there, young lady. Come on.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 15 reads, the almighty word leapeth down from heaven out of the royal throne as a fierce man of war in the midst of the land of destruction.
Hold on, young lady. Wait a minute. What did you just read in verse 15?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 15. The Almighty Yahweh word leapeth down from heaven out of your royal throne as a fierce man of war in the midst of the land of destruction.
Well, wait a minute. I think you're going to put some in there, and I want to make sure this the national is follow that verse. Just read what you say. You keep the Yahweh in there, but I want to make sure that we bring out something. He said some stuff in there that got some precept to it. But if you continue to be overlearned, you're not going to hit the 700,000 on the international side unless you read it exactly with his name in there. We want to make sure they hear this plainly, what you get ready to read. You know, let me put the dramatics in there at a time appointed. Just kind of give me some smooth reading. Verse 15 again, come on.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 15. Your almighty word leapeth down from heaven out of your royal throne as the fierce man of war in the midst of a land of destruction.
Almighty word. The almighty word going to do what again from heaven? What is the almighty word going to do what? But you got to bring it out. Take your time and bring it out real good, because I think the seer hears something in that verse. Read that verse again.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 15. Thy almighty word leapeth down from heaven out of your royal throne.
Hold that point right there. The almighty word from heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's a big talk with that. So let me bring Mother D up here right in on some of this good schooling going on right now. Let me bring Mother D up here right in. Mother D up Israel. Mother out of Camp 1. And she want to hear a little something too. Let's see if we can bring Mother D up Israel. You want to come on stage for take 22, 23. Mother D up Israel, Yahweh be to see you right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Seer, I'm going to be a cricket tonight.
All right. Right. Hey, yeah. We wish a lot of them will be a crooked, but one thing about it, we know you're a great note taker. You know, that's a great thing, no doubt about it. Now, so look what we stumbled upon now, Brother Micaiah. This word we're talking about. Can you help me out in? And can you help me out in St. John chapter 1 down to verse 4? Then go to 1 John chapter 1. Now give me 1, 2, and 3 in the full gospel. 1, 2, and 3. Then leave 1, 2, and 3 and swing down to the 1 John chapter 1 down to verse 4. And then Mother, well, let's see how this goes. I don't want to pile too much on you. I heard something, but what I want to do is paint a picture on what we just got through here. Now, Brother Titus, read that verse again. Read half of the verse again. that Wills McSolomon, chapter 18, verse 15. Just read half of that one more time.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 15, read, Thy almighty word leapeth down from heaven.
Thy almighty word leapeth down from heaven. That's big talk with them. Now, that's big talk. Now, Brother Mackay, in 1 John 1, 2, 3, and 10, 1, 2, 3, and 10, let's put that on the table real quick. 1, 2, 3, and 10. St. John 1, 2, 3, and verse 10. What does that say?
Okay, we're going over to St. John chapter 1. We're on verse 1, 2, 3, and verse 10. St. John chapter 1, verse 1, read. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahuwah. And the Word was Yahuwah. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
He was in the world, and the world didn't know him. And he made all things. And he was with Yahuwah. Now what would we do with that? We have to precept. See, before you just butcher up something or put some things in there, remember the precepts will paint the picture about who was with who if you precept your Bible. And that's why the devil keep telling you, stop calling, trying to teach. Because when you call, try to teach, you're going to teach worldly. And Mother Z just told you soundly that this book is spiritual, and you have to have a spiritual understanding, not a carnal mind, to teach this Bible, although you can read the Bible. That's why you be all over the place, and we can check you, put you over your mouth, the worldly. So now, to understand what was said in St. John 1, 2, and 3, and 10, you got to precept your Bible. Colleges do not know how to do that. You get a degree, but don't know how to precept your Bible. But we're going to show you how you do it. Now we're going to 1 John and find out exactly what was going on. In St. John, we're going to 1 John, the same writer, but he just dropped it over here for the precept, knowing you're not going to never get to exactly what's going on, but we're going to go to 1 John 1, 1, 2, and 3. And what we heard in St. John 1, 2, and 3, we're going to 1 John on the right side of the book and look at 1, 2, 3, 4. And let's see what the Bible said. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of 1 John, chapter 1, and we want to read verse 1, 2, 3, and verse 4. The book of 1 John, chapter 1. Verse 1 reads, That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. Verse 2, For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, and you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
You see, I'm over here. This Bible is the greatest piece of list it is, but one thing about it, you'll never be able to put together until you recognize the signs of the time. chapter 19:11 there, young line, end time prophecy. 19:11.
Okay.
Or end time prophecy. Let's see what it says in Revelation 19:11. Let's read a little bit and tie it in some more. What do we say?
All right. We're going over to the book of Revelation. We want chapter 19, and we want to read verse number 11. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse number 11 reads, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he do judge and make war." Verse 12. "His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knows but he himself." Verse 13. "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Yahweh."
And his name is called the Word of Yahweh, and he had a garment on. And he was clothed in a garment. And his name is the Word of Yahweh, and he was coming to do some killing. Now, that's the prophecy of him coming to do some killing. So the Word of Yahweh, which is with the Bible, when he coming, when he do come, he coming to do some killing. So you see, if you sure you want him to come?
No.
You sure you want him to come? When he comes, according to John, he's coming to do some killing because he is a, what is he again? Brother Titus, in 15 verse 3 of the prophecy of Exodus. So when he come now, you sure you want him to come? So he's coming, he's going to come with a white garment on with fringes on. And he to do some killing. Be sure you want him to come to get you out of your burden right now. You sure? Because when he come, it was prophesied by Moses that this one that's coming is in 15 verse 3 of Exodus. What did it say about him in 15 verse 3?
The second book of Exodus, the second book of the Heavenly Tablets. The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 3 reads, "Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name."
So it was already told by Moses, this man is a man of war. So when he do come, he gonna bring his warlike mentality with him. Are you sure you want him to come? Are you sure? We're going to find out. Like I said, we're going to let this lesson unfold spirit-led. Now let's go back to the wisdom of Solomon again. Now let's go back to read verse 15. Let's read a little bit again. Now you sure? You want your mighty one to come now? So we know who he is now. He is the Word of the Father. So we clear who he is. He is the Word that was manifest in the flesh. And when he do come, he's coming for war. And we're going to find out more about this war he's coming from. He said, I heard the prayer that was going on. He said, now when I come, will you be having your prayer right? Will you be praying like Mother Zeke? Sometimes it's about all the prayer she'll bring up wisdom of Solomon 18 verse 7. That's in Mother Z's prayer. I look around and see who gonna flinch or fall out behind Mother Z's prayer about that wisdom of Solomon 18 verse 7. But then we're gonna take it a little bit further now. So you gotta get your prayer right now if you want these things to happen. Because Solomon asked for this wisdom in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 9 through 12, and Yahweh told him, everything you ask is granted. I'm going to give you more wisdom than any man in your days or to come. So stop and wrote that. But keep that in your mind now. Now, so now we're going to come back to the wisdom of Solomon 15, and we're going to read a little bit more. What did it say that young lion's read a little bit more? Wisdom of Solomon, remember the wisest man in the world is talking now. He was asked for this wisdom, so he's not from the hill. The Almighty granted him this wisdom in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. He asked for this wisdom, and Yahweh granted him this wisdom to write what he getting ready to write. And what he write in verse 15? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 18, verse 15. Thy almighty word leapeth down from heaven out of your royal throne as the fierce man of war into the midst of a land of destruction. Verse 16. And brought thy unfrayed commandment as a sharp sword and standing up filled all things with death, and it touched the heaven, but it stood upon the earth.
Wait a minute.
Verse 17.
Wait a minute there, young man. Wait, hold on, young man. What did you read there? That means you making that plain? Read that again. What you say again? You said what?
Wisdom
in verse 16. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I know Mother Zion got happy already. I know Mother Zion got happy. But it's just a point. You didn't bring it out, but I mean, just plainly bring out verse 16. Now hold on, let me build a case up for a minute. Hold that point. Hey, mother E. Let's run to 2 Chronicles for a minute, chapter 1. I want to build a case up for this because you know, Mother Zion already got happy. She already got happy behind that verse. It just you know, when you're having a good meal, you're supposed to just take your time with a good meal. I mean, what's the rush? Suppose somebody said a good, matter of fact, suppose you better have said a good meal before you. And so she put the plate down, and she get ready to sit down, and all the food is gone. She says, wait a minute. Wait a minute, my young boy. Why you get so fast? You're supposed to get your fork in and move it around a little bit and kind of enjoy it. The same thing about the word of Yahuwah. Folks, enjoy the word of Yahuwah. I mean, let it marinate the national audience to understand that this ministry is trying to show you what this man's saying. And we ain't trying to rush through nothing. We want to let you have it plainly what this man. So now, Mother E, in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, let's go see it out in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 when Yahuwah started talking. We, you know, Solomon done a whole lot of talking, and one thing about Yahuwah, he got big ears and a little mouth. He lets you get to say in. Then he respond to you. Now, we're in 2 chapter 1, and we want to see what it says in verse number 11 and verse 12. 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, 11 and 12. Mother E, you're on the clock. Come on.
2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11. And Yahweh said to Solomon, because this was in thy mind, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemy, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth, and honor such as none of the kings have had, that have been before thee. Neither shall there be after thee. Have the light.
Mm-hmm. Now, who on stage gonna take a shot at that? What did he just say? Now, who on stage gonna take a shot at what he just said? Now, he said he let Solomon bump his gums real good. Now, who on stage gonna take a shot at what mother just got through read? Now, who gonna take a shot at that, you know, just to make sure we're just not reading a bunch of scriptures? Who won't take a shot at that, what was said in verse number 11 and verse 12? Who won't take a shot at that?
Brother Titus.
Hallelujah, rock.
Yeah.
What did it say that, Brother Titus?
Yahweh. Yeah, Solomon asked for spirit.
Hold on. Let me say. What did Mother be up Israel say? I want to be what that word she just used again? I mean, I love that word she used. Crickets. Yeah, that's right. Crickets. Yeah, cricket. I heard Paul. I'm gonna say Paul like I'm getting ready to hear some crickets, man. It's all right. So, you know, see, remember, we come on these broadcasts six nights a week. The series we're doing is called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, the Deep Dark Sands, tape number 22 or 23. So, the cricket got to stop with us. We hit the cricket stopper. So we both be able to, sew machine, whatever it is, that's what we call this network, to break down the deep dark sands that have been said, but never been broke down, you know. So now once we got it, and that's why the other room has been created for the 12 that's anointed to bump these scriptures back and forth and get stronger and stronger, because you're going to be on the clock. And the last thing the seer want to hear is a cricket. We want to hear they made this statement, go read in the Bible, and let the Bible tell the story. That's what the seer waiting to hear, because we're going to show you that in this lesson. Why we said what we said. I think it's going to be in this lesson right here. So what are we reading now? What are we reading right now?
We read a Solomon. So Solomon asked for...
You're doing the breakdown. Right, you're doing the breakdown for 12 and 13. You give us the breakdown for 12 and 13. That's what's going on there, young line. Thank you. Thank you, our Mother Z. She said, see, y'all giving the breakdown for 12 and 13. Okay, come on. Come on, give us the breakdown there, young line.
Yes, Solomon, he asked for spiritual things. He didn't ask for nothing currently like riches or long life. He asked for wisdom and knowledge that was granted by Yahuwah. So he asked for spiritual.
For what did he want it for?
For the root.
What did he want that for? Did he want it for? Brother Mackay, give me Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 down to verse 16. Did he want it this way? Matthew 5, down to verse 16. Brother Mackay, what it say?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Matthew chapter 5. We're going to pick it up verse 13. We're going to read verse 13, 14, 15, and 16. The book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 reads, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith should it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Verse 14. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid." Verse 15. "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Verse 16. "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
So now, my question is, Titus, what did he,
yes, sir.
What did he want? What did he want that understanding for now? Remember, you breaking it down why he wants that. So what is the reason he wants that understanding? Do we hold that point right there? Let's see what in the 45th chapter of Jeremiah 1, 2, and 3. But Micaiah, what that say?
So okay.
You got some people will say, this is what they'll say, and matter of fact, you heard it in the last class. Oh, well, you know, I can't make the class all the time. I'm always in my Bible. I'm always studying my Bible. And then once we checked him out on always studying his Bible, it didn't pan out because we found out that by him not bumping shoulders, he was at a standstill. And we have to digress again because he's doing it the way he want to do it. That ain't the way Yahweh tell you to do it. You can study your book all you want, but if you don't follow the rules and regulations, we just marvel at you because we know one thing. I don't care how much you study your Bible. If you don't do it by the way he tell you to do it, you're at a standstill. I don't care how much smart you have, how much you be on the internet, how much you pull the tapes up, it still is going to be a standstill because Yahweh is not going to allow you to come up another way and be in this word the way the ones that follow the rules and regulations. The first one that can keep up and not in one of the six anointed camps. Let me see him. The first one that's in any of the six anointed camps can say I'm in my Bible all I want, but the first one is not bumping shoulders. Show it to me that they have a advanced spirit in the Word of Yahweh. All you gotta find me is one. I ain't said two, one, and I'm still waiting to see one. Not following the rules or regulations with this Bible, and we just be, don't show me two, show me one. I'm still waiting to see that one. If you're not following the rules or what Yahweh laid down, I don't care how much you listen to the broadcast, how much you pull the tapes up, you'll never be able to comprehend what he's saying properly without being all over the place. Unless you follow the rules that he put down that we can read. The first one, I'm waiting to see it. Now, where are we at now?
We're going to Jeremiah chapter 45.
Yes, sir.
First one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another one that was hanging around anointed leadership, and he was the writer. You know, when mm-hmm. Yahweh was speaking to here, he was a writer. So every time when Yahweh say something to Jeremiah the seer, he repeated it. And the reason why he did that, according to Acts of Brother Titus, chapter 3, 18 down to verse 21. See, the reason why Acts chapter 3, 18 to 21. Hey, Brother Titus, what that say?
Okay, is it going to Acts chapter 3, verse 18 to 21?
Okay, what it say?
The book of Acts chapter 3, verse 18 to 21. Acts chapter 3, verse 18. But those things which Yahweh before has shown by the mouth of all his seers, that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh. Verse 20. And he shall send Yahweh the Son which before us taught unto you. Verse 21, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
So, according to what we just got through reading, in 18-21, when Yahweh got something to say to man,
mm-hmm.
when he got mm-hmm. something to say to man, mother, he, in the book of Luke 1:70, can you help expound on what the young lion just got through reading? So when he got something to say to man, so now imagine, well, you know, I read my Bible all the time. I always read my Bible. Yeah? Do you read, you reading your Bible? All right? Good. In Luke 1:70, mother, can you go see our mother Eve in Luke 1:70?
Okay.
What is
Luke that? Chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 1, verse 70.
Yes.
Okay. Luke chapter 1, verse 71. As he speaks by the mouth of his righteous seal, which have been since the world began.
So he spake by what again, mom? So hold on, mother. We'll see her get his old thoughts out. So we find out he spake by who and when. Now, you all, mother. He spoke by who and when, according to that verse.
He spoke by the mighty righteous spirit since the world began.
So that's how he spoke, huh? Is that what you're telling me? It's national orders. When Yahweh got something to say, how do we say it according to 1 verse 70? If he got something to say to mankind on the planet Earth, how do we operate?
Through the seer, by the mouth of the seer. His righteousness.
Since when? Since when, according to that verse?
Since the world began.
Since the world began, huh? That's how it happens. Again, it ain't no new thing how he doing today. He's doing the same thing you read at the beginning of the broadcast in Malachi 3, verse 6. He don't change. And now I want to hear, when would you hear the righteous seer speak? Where do you got to be at, according to the Bible, to hear the righteous seer speak? Let's see what's going on in, we're going to 13:26-27, Mother Eve. On 13:26-27 of the book of Acts. We want to check some out on the way of checking some out. I want to make sure I read my Bible all the time. That would be heard Saturday, didn't we? But then we find out a lot of errors in what you were doing that we had to digress because you had read your book, but you're not following the rules and regulations. You can read your book until he do come. But according to this Bible, when he do come, by you reading your book, and not following the rules of Yahweh, Brother Micaiah, what did he tell you that's going to happen to you that you can read in 2 Ezra 6, verse 2? What is written? He's talking to another seer about this same spirit. So everywhere in the Bible, it is a verse to when you hear a person say something, it's a verse will come to you when you spirit led by Yahweh. Baruch, chapter 6, verse 2, what it say? Who reading that? Come on.
Going over to the book of Baruch.
chapter 6, verse number 2.
Well, make it, well, hold up. Well, hold on, Baruch, and pick it up in the book of Sirach.
Second letter.
Make that Sirach. Thank you there, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, thank you again. Sirach 6:2.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2. The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2 reads, exhort not yourself in a counsel of your own mind, that your soul be not torn in pieces as a bull strained along.
So when you're doing your thing, similar to Dr. Bay, what are you really doing there, Brother Micaiah, according to that verse? What did he tell you not to do, but you do it anyway? What did he tell you not to do?
He told him, your own mind, that your soul be not torn in pieces as they born strain alone. Strain alone. Don't stray alone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So they tell you not to do that, huh?
Sir.
Because that's the spirit you're going to catch up. Now, precept that to, let's see, what do we want to precept that to? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, 5 down to verse 10. Precept that for a minute, Jeff, Brother Micaiah.
Okay. We're going over to the book of Proverbs. We want to read chapter 3, and we want to read verses 5 and verse 6. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3.
No, 5 down to 10. 5 straight on down to verse 10. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 down to verse 10. Come on.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 down to verse 10. Verse 5 reads, trust in Yahuwah with all your might, and lean not unto your own understanding. Verse 6, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Verse 7, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahuwah and depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health to your neighbors and marrow to your bones. Verse 9, honor Yahuwah with your sustenance and with the first fruits of your of all your increase. Verse 10, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine.
What it says in verse 7 and 9 again, verse 7 and verse 9.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 9. Verse 7 reads, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahuwah and depart from evil. Verse 9. Honor Yahuwah with your sustenance and with the first fruit of all your increase.
So you see what the Bible tells us to do? It tells us to do one thing, but we read our Bible every day. But evidently, the rules and regulations, we follow none. So like we said, you sure you want to see Yahuwah coming? Because everything he got written in his Bible, he's going to bring it to the table. He said, okay, you read your Bible every day, but did you follow verse 7? And did you follow verse 9? Oh, I forgot to follow verse 7, and I forgot to follow verse 9. Okay, good. You can't order water and say, hold back the wet. Verse 7 and verse 9, it's got Romans 12, verse 3, verse 2 and 3 written all over it, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what he says in Romans 12, verse 2 and 3. See, you can't do this thing the way you want to do it. The man got rules and regulations, and he going to watch you according to rules and regulations. If you don't line up with the Bible saying, you can read your Bible every day, all day long. But if you ain't lining with the Bible saying, this is what he's saying again. Come on, read.
The book of Romans. 12, we want verse number 2. We want verse number 3. The book of Romans, chapter 2.
Well, just read 1 and 2. Just read verse 1 and 2. Give me 12, 1 and 2. That's good enough. Then we'll get back to what we own. 12,
okay,
1
the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of Yahuwah, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to the world, to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahuwah.
What did Yahuwah, what did Paul tell Northern Kingdom when he went back to Rome? What do Yahuwah require of you in verse number 12:1? What did he say is required of you in 12:1?
That you present your body a living sacrifice.
See that? Now, in the last 7-day class, I heard two say, well, spiritually, I'm in class. Two of them said that. But look what the Bible says. Two said that. You know, two said that. Well, you know, I'm spiritual. I'm in class spiritually. Well, no, according to Paul, you got to have what? In 12:1. Brother Micaiah.
Present your body a living sacrifice.
Okay. So that what the Bible says you got to do, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. All right, good enough. That what the Bible says you got to do. So now we heard two testimonies last Saturday. See, I heard it real good because I always go and make a note of it. Because I know it can come up somewhere.
Wow.
I just wrote it down, made a note of it, and kept it moving. So I know it's going to come up somewhere. See, no such thing as no, well, spiritually I'm there. Or I'm a spiritual Israelite. No, that don't work like that. You got to work according to the Bible. If you do the Bible, then Yahuwah, when he do come, he gonna show you some things and how he show you some things. Now, mother, what was you holding over there in that 13th chapter, verse 26 and 27? What was you holding for those seer in the book of Acts 13, 26 and 27? Let's see. Remember, we read that Yahuwah spoke by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began. And if you know these things, then when we look at you, we'll know what you have, Brother Titus, in 9:22 of Daniel. And when we look at you and we look you dead in the eyeball and watch your mouth come out, we know you're supposed to have a 9:22 of Daniel. We might not say nothing to you, but that don't mean we'll take Daniel 9:22. Brother Titus, what it say?
The book of Daniel the Seer, chapter 9, verse 22 reads, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
To do what, mother? To do what, mother, in 13:26-27? Now we can read that verse, mother. Now we're in Acts 13:26-27. You on the clock, come out.
Acts chapter 13, verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 26, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear Yahuwah, to you is the word of the salvation sent. 27, for they that dwell at Yahdat Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seer, which are read every Sabbath day. They have for fear of them in condemning him.
So, the closest you're going to get to the Almighty Yahuwah, you got to hear the voice of who and when. According to that verse, the closest you're going to with understanding Bible, the closest you're going to get according to the Bible is what in verse 27?
Verse 27. For they that dwell at Jerusalem, not Judah, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seer, which are read every Sabbath day. They have fulfilled them in condemning him.
So look at WCC said, now, Seer, you got to give me some precepts on that. Well, I'll tell you what. I ain't getting no precept on that right now, but I will give it in somebody's broadcast. But we're going to show you something else that will relate to the precept of that. That what he's saying in Joshua, mother, he making a statement in Joshua saying this. In Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 and verse 12, he's making a statement. And we're going to see what he say. Now, we heard something already, but I'm going to go over your head for a minute. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over your head after I get back to Brother Titus. I'll even go even over your head even more shortly, WCC. But right now, we're going to look at the book called Joshua, chapter 7, verse 10 through 12. And Brother Micaiah, help me, Joshua chapter 6:18, then go right down to Amos chapter 5, 1 through 4, 6 and 14. Then when I get back to Brother Titus, I'm going to go over your head. I'm going to raise the bar up because he wants the bar raised up to prove a point shortly. Just stay tuned. You're on the clock. Come on.
Joshua chapter 7, verses 10 to 12. Verse 10.
10 and, hey mother, 10 and verse 12.
10 and 12. Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore lies thy dust upon thy face. Verse 12. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their back before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the curse from among you.
What? What is it that you read, Mama? What did Yahweh say again? You mean Yahweh looked at Joshua and said, why you on your face? You're doing all this praying, oh, Yahweh, this. Oh, Yahweh, we in bad shape. Then Yahweh turned around and said, what, in verse 12, to that leader of the 12 tribes of Israel? He was on his face, just falling out for him some mighty one. But what did Yahweh tell him in verse 12 again?
He told him,
go ahead. Hey, mother, go ahead and read verse 12 again. Let's see what he said in verse 12.
Joshua chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemy, but turned their backs before their enemy, because they were a curse. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accuser. A curse from among you.
Who won't take a shot at that? Who won't take a shot at that? I mean, he was praying. I mean, they came to leadership, and leadership was praying, you know. He was praying hard. Not that he fell all down his face. But Yahweh, he after he got through praying, what did Yahweh tell him to do? He said, get up off your face. Why did he tell him that? Now, who will take a shot at that according to verse 12? Why did he tell him, get up off your face praying, you know, to me about the children of Israel? Why so in verse 12? Why so? Who helped those see out? Why so in verse 12?
But there's a cursed thing among them. They destroy their cursed thing from among them.
And then what did he say? And what else did he say? And what else did he say?
He said, because they was a curse, neither will I be with you anymore.
Except what?
Because it was a cursed thing. He said, just until they destroyed a cursed thing from among them.
What? What? Except what, according to verse 12? Except what?
Except they destroyed a cursed thing among them.
So until you take care of that part of it, where he said he going to be at?
He said he ain't going to be with them no more.
Oh, that's how he rolled.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how he rolled? So, you know, a lot of times you might have a phone call about pray for me. Pray for me. You know, I'm in a tight room. Would you pray for me, you know? But then he says right here, if you want a prayer for you, you got to, for him to be with you, certain things that must be done.
Mm-hmm. You got to destroy the cursed thing from among you.
Mm-hmm. Not just on the cursed thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Well, the big dignitary said that's too heavy. That's too heavy for our ears. See, that's too heavy for our ears right there. They cut in and said that's too heavy for our ears. Well, what can we say? What it says in 6:18 now? Bring it.
We want to go to the book of Joshua, chapter 6, and we want to read verse number 18. The book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse number 18 reads, "And you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves a curse. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse, in trouble it." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You said that, sir?
Good.
Give him a few more minutes. See, I'm back there,
young man. You know, all right. Big digging Terry had to cut in on my microphone to let me know that it's too heavy to hear. Can you make a adjustment before we cut you off the broadcast? Well, what it says in 6 verse 18, so if you don't hear my voice there, young lions, is y'all just take it from there. But we got to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got to deal with it, you know. You know what it says in 6:18, Bell. In 6:18, what can we read?
Going back to read the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse number 18. Verse 18 reads, "And you, and any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing. You make yourselves a curse. When you take of the accursed thing, they make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it."
Well,
to break that down.
It's plainly spoken. Now, God let us be known. He say, anywise, he say, stay away from them accursed things. He say, when you take on that accursed thing in the camp of Israel, you cause trouble in the camp.
Oh, you got to stay away from the cursed thing.
And stay away from the curse thing. And we can read.
Well, what is a curse thing that we can read? Who want to help me out? What is a curse thing that he say you got to stay away from that we can read? What's the curse thing in the Bible?
Yeah.
I'll take
one shot.
Hey, y'all live. Hey, I'll take one shot.
Yes, sir.
I'll take one shot. If anybody want to add to it, I'll take one shot. Now, he says, if you want Yahweh to be with you, you got to do what again? Can you help me out? Say it again. What you got to do if you want Yahweh to be with you? You got to do what?
Joshua chapter 6, verse 18, he says, and you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves a curse.
So, it must be something in his Bible that can make yourself a curse. It got to be something in his Bible that I'm going to take a shot at it. And listen, what can make yourself a curse? And he said, you got to stay away from it. If you don't want to be a curse, you got to stay away from it. Did you read that? Young line?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Let's see. Let me throw one shot in there, and let's see. And we got to go to the seer. Let's see what the seer says in 65, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
What did the seer write in 65, verse 15?
Going to the book of Isaiah. We want 65. We want to pick it up at verse number 15. The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse number 15 reads, and you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
Oh! So, he says it starts with your name. He said you're going to leave your name for a cursed name. And Yahweh said, now, will you take that name up? He going to do what again? What do you say he going to do once you take up a cursed name? What do you say he's going to do?
The book of Isaiah. You want Isaiah again? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, my question is, anybody on stage can take that. He say you're going to leave your name for a cursed name. That's what he say. And what he say he's going to do. Now, once you get into leaving your name for a cursed name, what he say he was going to do if you do this? What he say he was going to do? According to that verse.
Slay you, call you by another name.
He's going to slay you. Yahweh is going to slay
you. That's what he said, right? Now, what name did he give you? So what name that we can read that he gave you, and what he saying the name that he gave you should not be Exodus Moses. So he said you're going to leave your name for a cursed name. That's what he say. What name, what's the opposite of curses? A blessing. So what is the blessed name if we leave our name for a cursed name and he going to slay us? Then what is the blessed name that we can read? Mother E, can you help me out in Numbers chapter 6, verse 20? 27, backed up with Brother Micaiah and 2 Kings 17:34, then we will get back to the deep stuff. So right now he's telling you, you're gonna leave your name for a curse. So the opposite of curse is a blessing. If you want a blessing, you got to don't leave your name for a curse name. So what is the blessing name? We go on to Numbers 27, back there with Brother Micaiah in 17:34. We're going to get back down to that wisdom of Solomon again, and then we're gonna drop some deep stuff, even deeper than where the flow. We'll drop something heavy on you and see which way you go with Brother Titus. Now, what's the blessed name, Mother, that we need to know? So we know what the curse name is. I mean, you say you'll leave your name for a curse. So what is the blessed name? 27, what does it say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Oh, so the name of the children of Israel, if you carry the name of the children of Israel, you're upon a what, Mother?
A blessing.
Second one is there, Brother Micaiah, and 17:34 of 2 Kings. Can you help the Oseer up? Let's see what he told the Oseer in 17:34 of 2 Kings.
Okay, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17. Verse number 34 reads, unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear not Yahuwah, neither do they after his statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and commandment which Yahuwah commanded the children of Israel, whom he named Israel.
I'll read again. You're right. Read exactly what you said. What's that?
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 34. Verse 34 reads, unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear not Yahuwah, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law in commandment which Yahuwah commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
So the children of Jacob, he named them who?
Israel.
Thank you, that Mother Z. Excellent. So he gave you a name. You're the one that made the heaven and earth. He gave you a name. He tell you what this name, if you carry the name of Israel, he tell you what it makes you. Brother Micaiah, and 32:28. So he give you all the tools. He give you all the tools. Because, you know, right now in the media, they call you everything but what the Bible call you. And you got to respond to it. But why don't you respond to what the Almighty gave you, then give you the definition, what it means. The definition of the word Israel means with the Bible, if you carry it, it puts you in a status according to the angel. And 32:28, when you carry of Israel, what do it do for you according to the Bible? 32:28. What did it say, young man? But
the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 28 reads, and he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hath you power with Yahuwah and with men, and hath prevailed.
So when I use at the end of my name Israel, how do I stand with the mighty one according to that verse? Now who wanna take that? If I put the end of my name Israel, when I know I gotta cash my government check Okay, fine. But when somebody asks me, who are you, if I put the name Israel at the end of my name in my conversation, what's going on? What that make me in the eyes of Yahuwah, according to that verse? Who going to take that?
Hey, Frank.
Yahuwah.
And?
And
Prince, do I get any
Prince
with it?
Hey,
I being a Prince, is anything more with it? Okay, I'm a Prince. Is anything more with it? Can I get a little bit more with
yes.
it?
Okay. That has power with Yahuwah and with man and has prevailed.
Oh!
Yahuwah.
So if I put Israel at the end of my name, that make me a Prince? That means I got
mm-hmm.
power with my father because I have prevailed and I got power over man. If I just put at the end of my name Israel, as long as I got that now give me brother, let's go back into the Constitution and we'll look at verse 7 and 8. Go back to the Constitution now and see who else knows this. We're going back into the, what was the Constitution we was reading about? Let's go back to the Constitution now. Let's find out, do somebody else know this? Go back to the Constitution again, and we will look at Articles 7 and 8.
Okay.
Back to the Constitution. And we'll look at Articles 7 and 8. Let's see what it says in the Constitution, Article 7 and verse 8. Now, we on the same thing we on right now. He let you know if your name is right, what to put you in. Now, we go on to the Constitution, and we're looking at Article 7 and Article 8. Well, now, read that, what it says, but it was a court case. Remember, in a court case, you got to look at a court case to make a decision. So here go a court case to make a decision, and what you get ready to read on the top of that Constitution.
Okay. We read Dred Scott versus Sanford, 60 U.S.
Okay.
Three.
Well, hold on. Dred Scott was a slave. Now, Sanford was the master. So the slave taking the master to court. The slave taking the master to court. And now what article is that again? Go back. It's the slave versus the master. And what is the court number to that?
Okay. U.S. Supreme Court 60, U.S. Supreme Court 393, year 1856.
1866. What happened in 1866 when the slave passed to court? Let's read about it in 7 and 8.
Okay. We're reading page 60, section in the syllabus, section 7 and 8. 7 reads. Since the adoption of the Constitution of the United States, no state can, by any subsequent law, make a foreigner or any other description of persons citizens of the United States, nor entitle them to the rights and privileges secured to citizens by that instrument. Verse 8. A state, by its law passed since the adoption of the Constitution, may put a foreigner or any other description of person upon a footing with its own citizens as to all the rights and privileges enjoyed by them within its dominion and by its law, but that will not make him a citizen of the United States, nor entitle him to sue in its court, nor to any of the privileges and immunities of a citizen in another state.
What did he just say? He said, and we read the Constitution, a prior lesson, that if you carry the you as like cattle, long as you carry the name of what the slave master give you in a court, even if you take it to a higher court, they have to reject you because according to you carrying the name of your slave master, you would consider cattle. Case dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you stay, because you want to hold on to your slave master's name and take him to court. And if anything big, you're going to lose. And that's why you lose so many court cases, because when you come in, they tell you, fill out the box. What are you? Black, African-American, Negro, color. If you fill out any one of them, you automatic, they cannot rule in your favor because through their own constitution, you consider as non-appliance.
Hallelujah.
So if you take it to a higher court, which we read in the other higher court, they got to make the same decision according to what they got written in the constitution. It came back to 14 and 15 amendment in, and 13, 14, which count, but they don't go past that. They'll look at that from, if you don't know, from 1 to 9, and they'll stop at 9 because they know we didn't educate you on 13, 14, and 15. So they'll judge you on 1 to 9. You see, read Article 9, then we're going to get off of some deep stuff. Article 9. What do Article 9 say?
Okay. Article 9 reads, the change in public opinion and feeling in relation to the African race, which has taken place since the adoption of the Constitution, cannot change its construction and meaning, and it must be construed and administered according to its true meaning and intention when it was formed and adopted.
He said, now, if you're going to come into the court of anywhere and being a black, African-American, Negro, and color, the rules do not change on the decision. See, you're African-American, Negro, and you want to carry your name as Peter Ray Smith. You want to be Peter Ray Smith going in and putting your case on. You know when they go in the back room with the 12 jurors and when the judge go in his room, he'll tell them, he said, oh, I'm going in my back room, and the 12 go in their back room, and get what they be shown. See what the Constitution say? If they got a case against black, African-American, Negro, and color, or Mr. Smith Anderson, you automatically got to rule into, that's according to the Constitution. Because we got no change in it. But it was a change in it in 13, 14, and 15. But if you don't know that, you know, they're going to lose 1 through 9 on you, and then you lose every time. You always leave out there unhappy because of what you don't know. And that's why Yahweh gave you a name, because he understands if you use a name he give you, that'll put you in the right position. But you act like it's a curse to use a name that Yahweh says a blessing to. You want to hold on to the family tree name from slavery. You want to hold on to the family tree name from slavery. All right. Now, I want to go back now. Brother Titus, I want to come back to that.
Yes, sir.
32 now. Now, give me 32 of Jubilees 21 through 27. And then we gonna take a look at some things now. And look what he got. Elder Tibbs, he muted out for this blessing, so. But we can bring Mother in, right? Is that okay? Okay. All right, Jubilees 32:21-27. Let's see what this says right here.
Go out to the book of Jubilees, chapter 32:21-27. Book of Jubilees, chapter 32:21. And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, an angel descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand, and he gave them to Israel. And he read them and knew all that was written.
Hold on there, young lion. He didn't get nothing to Israel at the time. He wasn't Israel. Just, read the way you see it, because there's no such thing as Israel at that time. So just read the way you see it there, young lion.
Oh, yeah, well. Book of Jubilees, chapter 32:21. And he saw the vision of the night, and behold, a minister of spirit descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hands. And he gave them to Jacob. And he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages. Verse 22. And he showed him all that was written.
Hold on, young man. Hold on. I want to get in there. Look at what I'm saying now. Sarah, we so angry at you, we gonna mute Bubba Micaiah. He do talking for tonight's broadcast. Blair. Well, okay. So now take your time there, young lion, because it seems like me just right now, unless they change their mind, it's just you and Mother Z. Mother E. And she is shortly, because right now, Bob Mackay got an M-U-T-E on him for the nice broadcast. Here, we got to mute somebody. Okay. Well, you'll mute the elder, and you'll mute Bob Mackay. Okay. All right. So now, take your time there again, because right now we found the minister. The angel is coming down to Jacob, and he got seven tablets in his hand, and he read the, I think Isaac. I think Isaac, right? No, read that again. The angel's coming down for who again? Read that again.
The book of Jubilees, chapter 32:21. And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, an angel descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. And he gave them to Jacob. And he read them. And
now
all that was...
Hold on. Hold on there, young man. Hold on. That's Isaac, isn't it? Isn't that Isaac? Because I don't think Jacob is Isaac. Isn't that Isaac?
Okay. Well, I'm reading what it says.
Isaac looking at?
Let's see, Jacob.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Verse 21.
Okay, all right, Jacob. Okay, good. Okay, Jacob, you're right, Jacob. So he gave it to Jacob. And we know Jacob, as time went on, his name was changed to Israel. Good. Okay, so when the angel came down, we're going to draw the picture. And the angel gave Jacob seven tablets, and he read it. And what kind of way did he read it again? What kind of way did he read it according to that verse?
And he read them and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages.
Oh. Okay, good. So now he knew when he read the tablets from the angel, in the tablets was to tell him in the tablets what's going to fall him and his sons in the latter days. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Now, that's good. So now, what it says, since we know that he read it with understanding, so now he's clear what's going to fall him and his sons. Now let's go see what was in them tablets And since Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and what was said in 49 verse. So now when we read 49 verse 1 of Genesis, now his name is no longer Jacob, but Israel. He got 12 sons now. So he in the driver's seat by he remember the tablets that was given to him, what's going to fall him and his sons. So what he say in 49 verse 1?
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 1. And Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which should befall you in the last days.
So now we see Jacob, Israel, is calling all 12 sons. He said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you what's going to befall you and your 12 boys in what days again?
In the last days.
Exodus, the last day. Now skip down to verse number 19.
Genesis chapter 49. Verse 19, Gad, a truth shall overcome him, for he shall overcome at the last.
So in them tablets, he called all his boys, and he called Gad and told him, a truth shall overtake him. There, a troop is going to overtake you, Gad, in the last day. Mm-hmm. A troop is going to overtake you. So Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. Pick it up, verse 19 and 20. You'll get our point. So we find out now Moses is born 500 years later. So now Moses, peeping back at this conversation, his grandfather told the 12 tribes of Israel, every last one of them, and mother, he held me 65, verse 10 and 11, maybe 12 of Isaiah waiting on me. Now, so what we find out right now, 55. Yeah, 65, and pick up at verse 10 and 11, but not right now. Just get it, just pat it for me a little bit. We find out right now the prophecy is this. Jacob's name was changed of Israel. By him being a man of Yahuwah, the angel came down here and gave him 7 tablets and said, read with understanding. I'm going to be here with you until you read with understanding. And you understood what he read. In them tablets was what's going to fall himself. That means how he was going to die. And how the children of Israel going to be in bad shape in the latter days. We told Gad exactly what's going to happen to him and his descendants in the last days. We're in the last days now. He said, a troop going to overtake you. Now, Brother Titus, in Deuteronomy 33, can you pick it up for a minute? 19.
Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 19.
Deuteronomy 33. Moses picked up them same tablets and read it. And Moses is rehearsing the righteous act to the children of Israel close to 500 years later. And what did Moses say? 33rd chapter, verse 19 and 20.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 19 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 19. They should call the people unto the mountains. Their day shall offer sacrifice of righteousness, for they shall suck the abundance of the seed, and the treasures hid in the sand. Verse 20. And of Gad he said, blessed be he that enlarged Gad. He dwelleth as a lion and teareth the arm with the crown of the head.
Mm-hmm. So he letting Moses is telling Gad, you're going to be a great man. And when you get to the other side of the world, you will be enlarged, Gad. So that means when he first got to the other side of the world, the second land, second part of Shem's land, which is called America, and if you look and know the history, the North American Indian, what they call the North American Indian, which is a cursed name for Gad, all North America belongs to Gad. Gad, the one you call the American Indian. All of North America belongs to one man, Gad. See that? Gad, that was his name. But then they gave him a name called North American Indian. But Gad was the one that was prophesied he going to be all right through Moses, but he also gave him the flip side of it. As time unfolds, you will not be all right because a troop going to overtake you. Gad, now, how did that troop overtake Gad? By a president called Andrew Jackson. He couldn't defeat Gad. So who did he get to defeat Gad? By promising three tribes their freedom. Remember, when you see one tribe, it's really three tribes, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. All of them had to carry the name called Judah, but when the world got to hold on to it, they called them the Jew. And Jewish. The buffalo soldier is the one that's taking down Gad, the buffalo soldiers. They taking down Gad. But before they took down Gad, something they had going on prior to that, they taking down somebody else before they went and just took it. Everybody, they got all the big dignitaries together, and then they did something, mother, in Isaiah 65, verse number 10, what they did in 65, verse 10. And you have to see how we read prophecy unfold that was told that we're going to fall at 11 in a lot of days. In the 65th chapter, mother, of Isaiah, can you help those see out in verse number 10?
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 10. And Sion shall be a fold, a flock, and the valley of Echo a place for the herd to lie down in. For my people that have sought me. Verse 11.
Good. Hold that point now. He said, now the ones that have sought me, this is what you got coming. The one that sought me. But the prophecy was, when Gad get over here, he going to prosper. But as time goes on, he going to get caught up. Verse 11.
But you are they that forsake the Yahweh, that forget my righteous mountain, and prepare a table for that truth, and that furnish the drink of offering unto that number.
Oh, but look what he said. He said, in verse 11, but you are they that forget Yahweh, that forget my righteous mountain. That means you don't remember where you came from. Because I made it plain, Brother Titus, in the book of Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He said, I made it plain by having a man of the hour with you. I made it plain in Judges 2, 1 and 2. What did I say? Because you had your written records with you. But what did I say that we can read? Judges 2, 1 and 2.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And the ministry spirit of Yahuwah came up for Gilgal to Boshem and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, little word, land of bondage. And I brought you to the land which I swear to your father. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you. Verse 2 reads, and you should make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You should throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
So what did he say? He said, you're going to make a decision without reading my record. He says, a troop going to overtake you, Gad, and the troop on record is Jackson. Andrew Jackson is the one overtook Gad. And the reason why they was overcome, because they made a league with Andrew Jackson, the leader, dead. And what did they do in verse 11 again, Mother? This is what they did again. That's all that was prophesied to never forget. So what he's telling you, when you make a decision, make sure you make a decision according to the Bible, not on your feelings. Verse number 11 says what?
Isaiah chapter 6:5, verse 11. But you are they that forsake the Yahuwah, that forget my righteous mountain, that prepares a table for the truth, and that furnish the drink offerings unto that number.
He said you forgot the record, Dad, and you prepared a troop, a table for that troop. That means you, even today, you celebrate something that is a deferential to you, and you don't even know it. you prepared a table, and you celebrate your northern brothers of Israel, Gad and all the tribes, on a specific day that they taking you down. And they made it a law that you celebrate of your forefathers and mothers get three things put on. The first thing they did, they broke the rules and regulations to not do what they supposed to do. You had your feast days in Leviticus 23. And you will celebrate a day of your slaughter called Thanksgiving. When you celebrated Thanksgiving and think it's Thanksgiving, that means you ignore the rules and regulations. Thanksgiving Day was the day that your brothers, your mothers, and sisters were slaughtered in three pieces. First of all, he said not to do it, and you became that turkey on November 24th, 25th. Mm-hmm. The children of Israel became a turkey, and at that turkey you got stuffings, right, called dressings, right? Mm-hmm. They made a big old hole, push your bodies into that hole. Mm-hmm. And stuff you in that hole on record on the day that you celebrate of the massacre of your family members because you forgot who you are. You think you're African American and Negro and North American Indian. But But you don't know you are the children of Israel that suffered tragedy this day. And you celebrate it with no remorse. The third thing you do, you have to have cranberry on your turkey. The cranberry, according to the, it represents the blood that you shed that ran all around them holes. So when you become the turkey, children of Israel, the stuffing, you were stuffing grave. The cranberry sauce is your blood you shed on this day. They celebrate the victory of taking your forefathers down, and you beat them doing it. You celebrate a day slaughtering of your people by not knowing who you are. And look what Yahweh said in verse number 11 behind that. Now, what he said, what did Yahweh say in verse number 12? 65, 12.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 12. Therefore will I number you to the fullest, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delight not.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that something? You hear that, Mama V? You choose what I did not like. So when you celebrated Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, you're doing something that Yahweh don't like because you destroyed his people. You become the turkey. You become the stuffing in the and the stuffing in the holes, and you become the cranberry sauce. Your blood shed all over on this day. See, by not knowing who you are, as long as you carry the slave master's name, not Israel, as long as you're doing what the slave master put on the table, Yahweh says, what in verse 12? What are you going to do to you in verse 12? Here go the prophecy. Remember, the prophecy was told. It was passed down from Moses to the seers. Verse 12 again. Read verse 12 again.
Isaiah 65. Verse 12, therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I call, you did not answer. When I speak, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that which I delight not.
So when you celebrated the massacre of your peoples, Thanksgiving Day, Yahweh was not in it. He don't like it at all. He said, I like that at all. So now when you just got through seeing your parents, your aunties, saying, come on, get me a plate. Come get a plate. Yahweh said, I did not like that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna number you with the sword behind that. And that's what he's doing to us right now. Because we refuse to be called by the name, blessing, and everything they got on the table, you 100% behind it. And then you're gonna turn right around and you're gonna do Christmas coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
With the same thing applies in verse number 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to beat them doing something that got nothing to do with you. So how can he help you? How could he help you behind you doing the things that he enjoyed not? You're not doing nothing the Bible telling us to do. So if he came today, what do you think he going to do to you? You don't wear fringes. You don't keep the Sabbath day. You don't bump shoulders. You're doing all these holidays that they created. And Yahweh telling you plainly. He was telling Gad, you're going to get over there. You're going to spread like a Green Bay tree. That was Israel told his son. But somewhere down the line, you're going to forget. And you're going to make leagues with the peoples came over there and were sick and everything else. You're going to make leagues with them, and then they celebrate a day of killing you, and you beat them doing it. And Yahweh said, you still doing the same thing today. Celebrating days that you had a... You became the stuffing holes, and you became the cranberry sauce. Your blood was all over, running down like a mighty stream. And you just got to celebrate that. So you see, condition you in now, but the only way you can get out of it, we're going to read one verse and turn over to Mother Z. Your only way out. Read it, read that, Brother Titus 3:19 of Acts. You got it open for you. You got one thing to do. You celebrate any kind of way or even taste anything on that day. That was blood of your forefathers and mothers. If you taste anything on that day, you went somewhere and got you a plate. That was murder on your people just got through tasting. On the day that your fathers and mothers, nieces, nephew lost their life. And you took part in it. And Yahweh said, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But you got one choice in Acts 3:19. What it said by Titus?
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19 reads, repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
The repentance is only for the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yahweh.
Bottom line. So now if you repent and stop doing it, then when refreshing comes, you might be in the right number. But if you continue to use them wicked names at the end of your name, knowing that the Constitution got to rule according to the first nine, they ain't going to never tell you about 13th, 14th, 15th Commandment. They know if you came in with an African-American, Negro, color name, automatically the case is lost, even if you appealed it and take it to a higher court. As long as you got that slave master's name, they got to rule according to the Constitution. But they know the commandments change from 13 to 15, but since you ain't smart to know that, they're going to show you 1 through 9, and you're going to say, okay, good. It ain't nothing we can say, but we was brought over here, but we was already here anyway. But they'll tell you was brought over here as cattle. So you cannot take us to court on no front because you are a slave and you consider cattle. They cannot rule in your favor according to the Constitution. As long as you African American, black, Negro, Hebrew, you ain't got nothing coming. So now, we're going to pause right there and bring in Mother Z, because Mother Z said, I got something to say behind that. We're going to find out what Mother Z got to say. So when you meet Mother Z with a loud voice, she said, Mother Z, travel y'all got to do. On the
most
out of Camp 1.
Yahweh be to your seed, Royal. Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel, or Royal Seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So, Mother, what did the Almighty put on you to say? You want to comment on what you heard? Whatever he got for you, you on the clock, take your time. We got plenty of time. Come on.
I'm going to read in Ephesians chapter 5. Starting at verse 1. Be ye followers of Yahweh as dear children. Verse 2. And walk in love as Yahweh the Son also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh for a sweet-smelling savor. verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness are covenant that it not be one name among you as become sin. Verse
right.
4. Become
saints.
Become saints. Verse 4. Neither
filthiness.
Neither filthiness nor foolishness. Talking.
Neither jesting, which is not convenient,
but rather giving of things. Verse five. For this, you know that no
whoremonger,
neither uncleanness person, nor covenant man, who is an Allah has any inheritance. Idolaters has in any inheriting in the kingdom of Yahweh the Son and of Yahweh the Father. Verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, but because of these things come the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Verse 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. And I'm going to stop right there and say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, that Moses. That's no doubt about it. Now, Mother E. How do we get out of? Because we want Yahweh to return. So, is there anything that we can do to prepare ourselves for Yahweh in 1 Corinthians chapter? Let's see what we can read in 16:15. Let's see, is there anything that we can do, you know, just in case he show up tomorrow. Let's see, is there anything that we can be reading that we need to have to tell our loved ones? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. Can you help me out, Mother? Mother,
okay.
What do you say?
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Oh, 15, 16.
Well, read verse 15. Thank you, Mosey. Just give me verse 15, get warmed up. We'll see if we need any more. Let's get 15 out the way first.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of Yahweh, because we have justified of Yahweh that he raises up Yahweh the Son, whom he raised not up.
If
so be that the dead rises not.
Hey, Mo, what is you reading 16 chapter verse 15?
16, 15.
Yes, ma'am.
16, verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, ye know this family of Stephen, what is that?
Stephanie.
That it is the brethren of Achan, and that they have addicted themselves to the minister of the saints.
Oh, so he's saying these two Israelites to want the return of Yahweh, to want the return of Yahweh, you got to be what again? Addicted. You got to be addicted to the minister of the saints. That means you can't pick this thing up. You know, like they use the word in a negative approach based upon, look at that guy over there, he addicted on drugs. But Paul is saying you gotta be addicted of the ministry of Yahweh. That's how Yahweh will catch you being addicted to his word. And that is the message of the saints. Now give me 148 verse 14, put a name on the saints, mother. Let's get a name on the saints and a closing statement. Let's get a name on the saints, mother. We're going to one. The saints of Yahweh got to be addicted to the ministry. That means, you know, got to be addicted to the ministry. That's what he said you got to be. He said this is required of the saints. So who are the saints that we can read in the closing statement in 148 verse 14?
The book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse 14. He also exalted the horns of his people the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise be to Yahweh.
He said, you better praise Yahweh. But he said, to be in that right number, when, like I said, I want to be in that right number when the saints, the children of Israel, marching in. According to that verse, we got to be what, mother? Addicted to the ministry. To be in that number, you must have the spirit of addicted to the ministry. If you are a bloodline Israelite, you got to be addicted to the ministry to be in that number. Now, what your closing statement is behind that, mother, and we catch you Wednesday at 6 p.m. Come on.
Thank you and praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you and praising Yahweh for the teacher, for the ones that's sitting in the class. Just thank you and praising Yahweh for them. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
So now what we're going to find out, if you plan on getting into the kingdom, that's what you got to tell those that come in contact with you. He said, well, what can we do to get in the kingdom when he come back, one day he come? He said, first of all, it started by you being addicted to the ministry. You got to be addicted to the ministry. That is step one. I mean, you got to know something. Don't pick your book up just only one day. Pick your big book up all the days and make them Sabbath day, feast days, and wear them fringes. So now you are addicted to the ministry. So now when he come back, you'll be in that number. Now, Brother Titus in 1 Timothy chapter 4, pick it up right by verse 15. Let's see what we can read. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Now, we read already in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. He said, you got to meditate in the book of the law day and night. I mean, you got to keep this Bible in your mind, whatever you're going. If you're going to the store, you keep Yahweh's word in your mind. Don't have your mind off on no foolishness. And First Timothy, now he's talking to Timothy, Titus, oh, Paul, he got old Timothy and Titus because he got to remind them of some things. And what did he say in the fourth chapter, verse 15? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Book of First Timothy, chapter 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to death, that your property may appear to all. Verse 16. Take heed unto yourself, unto the teaching. Continue in them. For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you.
Make that something. You hear the man say it? Hey, Mother Z, listen good what he said in verse 15 and 16. Read again that young line.
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to death, that your profit may appear to all. Verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the teaching. Continue in them, for in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you.
So you see, if we just stay in the book, be addicted to the ministry, we can be able to save ourselves, and then when others see our good works, they're going to say, well, how can I get some of that? Then you show them what they got to do to get some of that. See, that's why we got the main, we got the Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 14. What can we read in the book of Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 14? See, this is what we got to do. Instant in season and out of season, we got to be a Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 14. What does it say?
The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 14. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahuwah might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man. Verse 14, and let ours also learn to maintain good work, but necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful.
Mm-hmm. So we got to maintain good works. It always shows we have to make sure this is our life. This is our life. Now, Fear has some statements to say. In 2 Ezra chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up verse 37. Now, this might be high over the individual's head, and we did say we're going to drop some heavy bombshell on you on the way out the door. Now, we're going to drop some on you real heavy now. You know, but we know the 690 camps already know it. In 2 Ezra chapter 4, let's talk about this real bit, picking around by verse 37. Let's read a little bit there, young line. Let's see what is said here. Ezra is talking to the minister spirit. In 2 Ezra chapter 4, verse 37, let's read a little bit. What did he say?
Book of 2 Ezra the seer, chapter 4, verse 37. By measure have he measured the times, and by number he numbered the times. And he doeth not move nor stir them until the said measure be fulfilled. Verse 38.
Now, look what he said.
Right.
Hold on. Take your time and read verse 37 again, because we want to show you that, see, Yahuwah is not going to make no move. He already told Ezra the seer exactly how he gonna roll. Take this verse. Don't be in no hurry. We got a couple good minutes left. Verse 37 again.
Second Ezra, chapter 4, verse 37. By measure had he measured the time, and by number have he numbered the time. And he doeth not move, nor stir them, until the saying measured be fulfilled.
Go ahead.
Verse 38. Then Azariah said, O Yahweh, that bearest rule, even we all are full of impiety. Verse 39. And for our sake, peradventure, it is that the floors of the righteous are not filled because of the sins of them that dwell on the earth. Upon the earth. Verse 40. So he answered me and said, go your way to a woman with child and ask of her when she has fulfilled her time, her nine months, if a womb may keep the birth any longer within her. Verse 41. Then said I, no, Yahweh, that can she not? And he said unto me, in the grave, the chambers of the souls are like the womb of a woman. Verse 42. For like as a woman that travaileth, making haste to escape the necessity of the travail, even so do these places haste to deliver those things that are committed unto them. Verse 43. From the beginning, look, and what desire to see, it should be showed you. Verse 44. Then answer I said, if I found favor in your sight, and it be possible, and if I be meet there. Verse 45. Show me then whether there be more to come than the just, or more past than is to come. Verse 46, what is past I know, and what is for to come I know not. Verse 47, and he said unto me, stand up upon the right side, and I shall expound the similitude unto you. Verse 48, so I stood and saw, and behold, a hot burning oven passed by before me, and it happened that when the flame was gone by, I looked, and behold, the smoke remained still. Verse 49.
Good.
After this, there.
Hold that proper time. Hold that proper time. Say, go to the fifth chapter, pick at verse 47. Go to the fifth chapter for time's sake, there. So now, Ezra want to know about the creation. Is it more to come? What timeline we in? And how long before the just gonna be get right? And how long? How much time left in his day? That's 2,000 years. 5:47 says what? Second Ezra 5:47. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a couple of verses.
Second Ezra, the fifth chapter 5, verse 47. And I said, she cannot, but must do it by distance of time. Verse 48. Then said he unto me, even so have I given the womb of the earth to those that be sown in it in her time, in their time.
Right.
Verse 49. For like as a young child may not bring forth the thing that belongeth to the age, even so I have disposed the world which I created. Verse 50. And I asked and said, sin, you have now given me the way. I will proceed to speak before you, for our mother, of whom you have told me that she is young, draw now near unto age. Verse 51.
Right, we'll leave it there for a minute. We'll leave it there. Now, what is he saying? Everyone know how long this thing going to be. He won't know if more time passed or it's more time to come. And he used it as a ceiling of people that how many is coming to come, or if I already know what'll happen behind me, what timeline are we in? And we're going to break all that down in Wednesday night class, what timeline that we in. So you got to hold on and hear from the Six Anointed Captain Wednesday night. We can tell you what timeline you in right now. Have more time on past, or is it more time to come? We'll get all that Wednesday night. So we're saving up from Titus Park, and we'll catch everybody Wednesday night.
You're on the clock, come on. All right, I'm going to Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. I'm going to the Wisdom of Solomon. See what I want. Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 3. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of Yahweh, and there shall no torment touch them. Verse 2. At the sight of the unwise, they seem to die, and their departure is taken for misery. Verse 3. It ain't going from us to be utter destruction, but they are in peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, y'all, my excellent. And we're going to break down and let you know if a minister can tell you exactly where you're at. It's got to have an ear to hear. Proceed WCC, keep talking.